SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
आप ऑस्ट्रेलिया को जानने में मदद के लिए SBS ऑडियो का तैयार करता पॉडकास्ट ऑस्ट्रेलिया एक्सप्लेन सुन रहे हैं।
सामईन एबोरिजिनल और टोरेस स्ट्रेट आइलैंडर्स का अपनी सरजमीन से गहरा रूहानी ताल्लुक है जो उनकी शनाख्त, एहसास, ताल्लुक और तर्ज जिंदगी के साथ जुड़ा हुआ है। ये उनके आबाई घर, उनके वजूद की बुनियाद और उनकी कहानियों के मुहाफिज होने की नुमाइंदगी करता है। सुनिए इस हफ्ते का ऑस्ट्रेलिया एक्सप्लेन। आंटी डेडरी मार्टिन यूवेन कौम की वाबंजा खातून है। इस गहरे ताल्लुक को एक काबिल एहतराम बुजुर्ग और थारावल पर नेशनल पार्क्स और वाइल्ड लाइफ सर्विस के साथ काम करने वाली एक एबोरिजिनल दरियाफ्त रेंजर के तौर पर जाहिर करती हैं। वो कहती हैं कि जमीन एक ऐसी हस्ती नहीं है जिसकी मिल्कियत हो, बल्कि इसका एक लाजिम व मलजूम हिस्सा है जिसका एहतराम और देखभाल करना जरूरी है।
I can't speak for all people, but for me, with the land, we don't and never will own the land. We have a role to protect the land, our country. The land is what provides us with food, water, shelter, only to name a few. Land is a terminology, but it runs through our veins. It's our first breath, and it will be our last.
First Nations ke logon aur unki sarzameen ke darmiyan taluq naqabli yaqeen had tak gehra hai. Is tarah ke sirf unki sarzameen ke qareeb hona hi is taluq ke ehsaas ko janam dene ke liye kaafi hai jo alfaaz se balatar hai.
Spirituality is my strength, a sense of belonging, a connection, and a sense of knowing your country. For instance, when I'm travelling home from Sydney, as soon as I come around the Kaiama Bend, I look down the coast, and the feeling of belonging just overcomes me, and I think, I'm home.
Desmond Campbell, a qabli faqr Gurindji, और अलमांगा लगान नॉर्दर्न टेरिटरी से ताल्लुक रखने वाली शख्सियत और वेलकम टू कंट्री के सीईओ हैं। एक तंजीम जिसका मकसद तरक्की को फरोग देना और एबोरिजिनल और टोरेस स्ट्रेट आइलैंडर कम्युनिटीज के अंदर दौलत और कामयाबी लाना है। वो अपनी सरजमीन पर वापसी के हवाले से इसी तरह के जज्बात का इजहार करते हैं।
When you're on that dirt track, there's this anticipation as you're seeing key sort of hills and trees that's telling you that you're getting closer and closer and closer. And so there's this build, and I'm getting goosebumps actually thinking about it now that I'm in Sydney and thinking about being home, being on country. There's this anticipation that you know what you're going to smell, you know what you're going to taste, you know who you're going to see. It's just this familiarity that just will never leave you.
वो कहते हैं कि ये एक ऐसी जगह है जहां आप अपनी असल कैफियत जाहिर कर सकते हैं और खुद को महफूज तसव्वुर कर सकते हैं।
Very joyful. Happiness feelings that really rises all the senses in your body. But although we didn't grow up there permanently, it's as if we were there just yesterday. Every time we go there, it's just so familiar to us. And you just feel safe. You feel like you're in a place that you can be who you are as an Aboriginal person. You can speak the language and people know what you're saying. You can hear the language.
जनाब कैम्बल न सिर्फ अपनी सकाफत और जबान के तहफ़ के लिए बल्कि इससे गहरे रूहानी ताल्लुक को फरोग देने के लिए अपनी आबाई सरजमीन पर बाकायदगी से वापस आने की अहमियत पर जोर देते हैं। वो कहते हैं ये राबता उन्हें अपनी तंजीम की मौसर क़यादत करने का इख्तियार देता है।
Fills me up, fills my spirit up. It allows me to be able to be living in a place like Sydney and work for an organization like Welcome to Country. Through this platform at Welcome to Country, we're sharing culture and language from all these different countries all around Australia. So for me to be able to be leading that, I need to be maintaining my culture and my language and have that integrity. And I can only do that by going home from time to time.
جناب کیمبل بتاتے ہیں کہ زمین کے ساتھ ان کا روحانی تعلق ان کہانیوں کی وجہ سے ہے جو انہیں بچپن میں سنائی گئی ہیں، جس میں زمین کے بارے میں اہم معلومات اور اسباق بھی شامل ہیں.
Gurindji side, which is on my father's side, that's desert country. The animals are different, the seasons are different. So the stories were different as well, because entwined with those stories were lessons about when you can go hunting during different seasons and what you can hunt. Entwined with those stories were lessons about if you do the wrong, for instance, if you play with fire during the wrong season, the consequences of a big bushfire happening and the consequences of destroying flora and fauna habitats that might be important for cultural harvesting.
برٹلی ہارڈلی ایک قابل فخر نیمبا یولاری کوما کمیلا روئے آدمی ہیں اور بریونا کا جدید دور کے نگران ہیں، جو دریائے بارون کے ساتھ واقع ایوریجنل فش ٹریپس ہیں. وہ کہتے ہیں دریا ان کا خون اور پہچان ہے.
And off that river, I'm black soil person. The river's my blood. The river's my identification with the community that brings community together. We need all those as to become one.
جناب ہادی بریونا ایوریجنل کلچرل میوزیم کے مقامی گائیڈ کے طور پر کام کرتے ہوئے اپنی زمین کی کہانیاں اور تاریخیں سناتے رہتے ہیں. ان کا کہنا ہے کہ کہانیوں کو اگلی نسل تک پہنچا کر انہیں زندہ رکھنا ان کا فرض ہے.
I'm fortunate enough, I'm around a lot of the old people a lot of time, and they got to share a lot of this stuff with me. And I'm glad I took notice of a lot of that stuff, and often explain this on tour. I learned from old people to share with the young. That's how I keep it evolving. So I explain to people when I do tours of the fish traps in the museum, that the tour is never about me, about honoring my old people, sharing with the young, and laying a platform for the young ones to keep sharing our history of the world, and our duty to do that as people.
یہ ٹریپس دنیا کی قدیم ترین انسانی تعمیرات میں سے ایک کے طور پر جانے جاتے ہیں. ماہی گیری کے جال پتھروں سے بنائے جاتے ہیں جو حکمت عملی کے مطابق یو اور سی شکل میں رکھے جاتے ہیں. یہ جال نہ صرف بڑے پیمانے پر مچھلیاں پکڑنے میں مددگار ہیں، بلکہ کچھ مچھلیوں کو گزرنے اور نسل جاری رکھنے کی اجازت دیتے ہیں تاکہ زندگی کا چکر جاری رہے. جناب بریڈلی کہتے ہیں کہ یہ ایک مقدس مقام ہے جہاں بہت سے قبائل اکٹھے ہوتے ہیں.
People ask, oh, can I go down and do that? I said, no, we try not to have just anyone go into them traps, you know. So mainly for our people, you know, like for what's happened in the past, we don't want people blowing them up or anything like that. So that's our main duty, is to not only tell people about them and keep it evolving amongst our young people, but for the world, oh, these places are special places, like the traps. Try to do keep preserving our stuff and sharing our stuff.
نیشنل پارک جہاں آنٹی ڈیری کام کرتی ہیں، وہاں مقدس مقامات کی بہتات ہے. ایسے مناظر جو فرسٹ نیشن کے لوگوں کے لیے بہت اہمیت رکھتے ہیں، وہ بھی ان سائٹس پر جانے سے پہلے ان کے بارے میں معلومات حاصل کرنے کی اہمیت کی نشاندہی کرتی ہیں، جیسے مردوں کی سائٹس اور خواتین کی سائٹس جو ان کی جنس کے لیے مخصوص ہیں.
They are knowledgeable places that you can't visit until you get the knowledge. Like, for instance, the men's and women's rights. We all have a responsibility to our country by sharing and passing the responsibility to our upcoming future, the youth and our young ones. I enjoy going up there because the actual site that I take them down to is to a women's site, and I could share that story. Sort of hard because you have a lot of male.
تاہم ان سائٹس کے بارے میں مقامی کمیونٹیز کے ساتھ مشغول ہونا یا مقامی لینڈ کاؤنسل کے ذریعے ان پر تحقیق کرنا نہ صرف قابل احترام ہے، بلکہ فرسٹ نیشن لوگوں کی حقیقی تاریخ سے پردہ اٹھانے کا ایک انمول موقع بھی فراہم کرتا ہے.
And that's why we want people to come out and learn about our stuff. Yeah, whether it be the fish traps here, or whether it be a lot of our other history too, or in different places, we want people to come and to really get the truth of our history, so they can't just read about it in different books or stuff, but come and see. You know, we want people to come out and learn about this stuff, but also be mindful and respectful of our stuff too.
سامعین، آپ سن رہے تھے SBS اردو پر اس ہفتے کا آسٹریلیا ایکسپلینڈ، اور میں ہوں وردہ وقار.
آپ SBS آڈیو کا پوڈکاسٹ سن رہے تھے. آسٹریلیا ایکسپلینڈ کی دیگر اقساط سننے کے لیے sbs.com.au/australiaexplained پر جائیے.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.